match fixing, illegal or irregular betting, and other criminal activities affect a number of major sporting events, according to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC. This problem is one of the issues that are being discussed at the week-long conference which opened in Panama City on Monday. The meeting has brought together representatives of the state's parties to the UN Convention Against Corruption. And Thomas caught up with Demosthenis Chrysikos, who is Crime Prevention and Criminal Justice Officer with UNODC, to find out about the problem of corruption in sport.
It is true that sport competitions are increasingly affected and corrupted by phenomena like match fixing and illegal or irregular betting. And this phenomenon affects a broad range of sport activities, including football, baseball, cricket, tennis. Match fixing has an impact on, first of all, the integrity of sport competitions. They can damage the social, educational and cultural values reflected and, I would say, epitomized by sports. Last year, this phenomenon was nurtured, first of all, by the commercialization of sports, which have become a ground for lucrative gains from sport betting, but also by the increasing use of internet for online gambling. And what's alarming is the fact of the close links of sports betting and match fixing with other criminal activities. And this is exactly the ground that we are interested in as UNODC, and we are trying to work closely with other international stakeholders in order to address the needs of criminal justice institutions in order to fix this problem.
So you say this is a big problem in certain sports because of the commercialization and, as you say, the online gambling. Mm-hmm. But how is this related to the work of the United Nations?
It is exactly the issue of the close links with criminal activities. First of all, there is a close relationship between match fixing on the one hand and different forms of crime on the other, like corruption, organized crime, money laundering, because the globalized financial system, including tax havens and investment funds, can be used in order to launder proceeds from sports betting. And according to Sport Accord, which is the international sport organization representing the international sports federations governing specific sports worldwide, sports betting could be used to launder more than 11 billion euros worldwide. So the problem is quite big, and the need to address this problem is acute. Match fixing has become, I would say, a public interest issue, requiring also criminal law responses, of course, respecting the autonomy of sports organizations at the same time. And in order to take effective measures, it is important to see where we stand and to check whether the criminalization and the criminal law responses are adequate and appropriate.
What is UNODC doing about this then?
We have taken an initiative in close collaboration with the International Olympic Committee to actually map and check the status of the criminalization approaches and the criminal law responses worldwide. There have been some regional efforts in this regard within the European Union and within the Council of Europe, but now it is the first time that we are doing this at a global level. So in collaboration with the International Olympic Committee, we have elaborated a study on the criminalization approaches to match fixing, analyzing and examining how the criminal laws in different jurisdictions from different regional groups are addressing this issue, and also analyzing how existing international instruments like the UN Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime and the UN Convention Against Corruption could be used in order to curb this phenomenon. The study is an effort to reflect a comparative overview of the criminal law responses. The main conclusion of this study is that in many jurisdictions there is a need to establish specific offenses in order to address this phenomenon, and there is also a need to promote international cooperation because match fixing has gained over the last years a transnational dimension involving different jurisdictions.
So is this issue of match fixing going to be discussed at the Conference of the States Parties in Panama here?
Yes, there is a special event which is organized during this fifth session of the Conference of the States Parties on safeguarding against corruption in the context of sporting and other major public events. The study will be officially presented during this side event. So we do hope that on the 26th of November, during this special event, we will present to the audience of criminal justice practitioners a corpus of very comprehensive publications that could be used by these practitioners, but they can also be used as technical assistance materials in future.